USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The day after Iran's attack on two Iraqi bases with U.S. personnel, there was relative quiet and plenty of assessment. President Trump spoke at the White House to calm people about the situation.
We must all work together toward making a deal with Iran that makes the world a safer and more peaceful place.
The administration says an early warning system and careful preparations led to no American lives being lost during the Iranian airstrike. Vice President Pence spoke with CBS.
We don't seek regime change in Iran, but we want to see the regime change its behavior. And so we'll continue to be prepared. We'll continue to confront Iran in the way that President Trump has done since early in this administration.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
On Capitol Hill, there is bipartisan criticism of the administration's briefings on the intelligence behind the U.S. airstrike on General Qasem Soleimani. Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah lashed out at Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, not just for the lack of good intel, but for telling lawmakers not to debate a war powers resolution that would limit the president's military power.
Telling us that we need to be good little boys and girls and run along and not debate this. I find that absolutely insane.
Senator Lee says as a result, he will now support that Democratic-sponsored resolution along with fellow GOP Senator Rand Paul. Officials say a missile is not why a Ukrainian passenger jet crashed in Tehran on Tuesday. All 176 people aboard the Boeing 737 were killed. Crews have found the black boxes, but Iran says it will not give Boeing access to them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
With a new year, many people are looking for new resolutions to eat healthy. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Well, one of those ways many folks are turning to is intermittent fasting, and it is a legitimate option. That's at least according to Dr. Mike Sirigliano, who joins Fox 35 in Orlando, Florida, to explain more about intermittent fasting.
So basically, what you do is you don't eat any calories, you don't have sugar, you don't have anything for at least 8 to 12 hours. And the reason for that is that your body uses up glucose in the liver, and then it switches over to using fat. And that leads to better insulin levels, reduction in weight, and overall improvement in your health.
Private sector jobs were on the rise last month. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The ADP and Moody's Analytics private sector payroll report released on Wednesday morning shows companies adding 202,000 positions in December above analysts' expectations. Construction, the goods-producing industry, and the services sector all did reflect increases in jobs, while positions in manufacturing, natural resources, and mining all declined. The government's jobs report is due out on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.